everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The Hustler Fast Track mower is built strong so you can mow like a pro. The Hustler Fast Track is built for demanding properties and demanding homeowners in 48, 54, and 60-inch decks. Hustler's Fast Track Premium Zero Turn mowers are designed for the homeowner who wants the very best. And right now, you can save $500 off all three sizes. That's $500 off today. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com for your new Fast Track. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Gains in cattle futures helped to stabilize the cattle market today following a week of sharp losses. What started out being short covering seems to be firming support by increased commercial interest throughout the market as traders helped to solidify buyer activity near $122 per hundredweight in June contracts. Corn prices, meanwhile, are higher in light trade. July corn futures about 3 cents higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade today. The Dow Jones is 249 points lower. NASDAQ 97 points down. In feeder cattle, firm buyer support was seen in the futures with moderate to strong gains developing by mid-morning. Although gains pulled off of the session highs, the support seemed to have been based on the ability of traders looking for additional underlying commercial support in the market throughout the rest of the week. Lack of fundamental support, though, in both cash and beef values limited follow-through trade during the end of the session, which limited the ability to maintain gains at closing bell. And in feeder cattle, futures traded mixed in a narrow range with prices in all but front-month May futures stuck in 10-cent trading ranges or less by midday, following sluggish activity. The overall lack of market movement seen during the morning and directionless activity in the feeder cattle complex seems to point to very little uncertainty in the ability to maintain any sense of buyer support over the next couple of trading sessions, even if losses can be withheld throughout the end of the week. And grain futures tried to hold on to gains today in a bid to extend this week's fledging rebound, but weather could be a double-edged sword in that battle today, and outside markets could also cut both ways as well. Meanwhile, corn prices were a little higher today, with July finding support yesterday at the bottom of its two-week range. The nearby so far has been capped by its 200-day moving average. Soybeans, though, moved to one-week highs overnight, keeping futures in their April and May uptrend. July moved above its 50-day moving average, while wheat prices posted modest gains after closing off of session lows on Tuesday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.